You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about this meeting you're going to.
Yeah, I was just checking my calendar yesterday and seeing what's coming up in the next couple weeks. And oh my God, lo and behold, here in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we've got to go to the big outdoor lab meeting for Rita Reno, who is in sixth grade. Jeffco schools do this thing where they take all the sixth graders up and they drop them off in the mountains for a week and they teach them how to, you know, shoot arrows and make fire and dress a deer and whatever they do up there. They identify footprints and things like that. And they've been doing it since the beginning of time. My God, when did I go, Dom? When would I have been in sixth grade? Like early 90s. And I will tell you right now, it was one of the worst weeks of my life.
Well, you're a big baby, though.
It's a very valuable program. It's very cool that the school district does this. Blabbity, blabbity, blabbity. But there are multiple things that stick in my mind about that week that was just horrific for a young little six-year-old.
I would guess.
Who loves his mother.
I would guess it was your first time away from your mom. You were in sixth grade before you ever spent a night away from your mother.
I had sleepovers and things like that, but this was an entire week.
Yeah, but your
this
sleepovers were probably two doors away, and even at like 11
right,
p.m.
Right, it's within the neighborhood.
You would run over and hug your mom.
And, you know, if something went wrong, I could call mom and she could come pick me up. But, you know, part of the problem is my mom overpacked for outdoor lab for me. So I had this giant army-issued duffel bag that they bought at like the army surplus store. And it was so full that I can remember to this day, I'm friends with the two guys that had to help me carry it up the hill to the little dorms that they had there. Because she just overpacked everything in it. And to make matters worse, throughout the week while I was getting into the bag and getting my clothes out and stuff, she hid greeting cards in the bag.
Oh my God.
Talking, you know, and you'd open it up and say, we miss you. We hope you're having a good time. And it tore me up for a little kid that was homesick for a week.
You are such a mama's boy. It's horrific.
Man. And outdoor lab is the story that I've told for years on the air, too, where I didn't poop for a week. 5 days I did not poop because you're around all your peers, you know, for the first time. And you don't do that around your
friends. You needed home field advantage.
I needed home field advantage, Dom. Mm. So anyway, we're going to be going through this whole thing now with my son. And we're going to be getting all the information. See how much it's changed, I guess, since I was a kid. Here's the thing, Dom, I want to bring up. If my son came to me and said, I don't want to do this, I would say that's fine.
Okay.
I would say you don't need to go.
I know that's what you want to say.
You're not going to go.
And here's what I want to say. Don't think you're fooling me for 1 minute that you haven't poisoned the well with your son on this.
All you do
is talk about how it was the worst week of your life. I guarantee you, you're saying
luckily
that to your son.
Asleep. Luckily, he's still asleep. I will.
You're poisoning the well.
I will look you in the eye and say, I don't talk trash about it when he's around. It's just a quiet conversation I have with Nick Knack because I don't want to poison the well. I don't want to scare him if he does want to go. I don't want to instill that this is going to be a bad time. I really, really don't.
I think it is such a good experience for kids to get the hell away from their families for a week, get up, learn some science, you know, and that's what it's all about. And I hope
I understand the benefits of it.
I hope you don't turn his little mind and say, you're going to miss your family for a week.
No, I don't. I'm not doing that because I don't want to scare him at all. But, I mean, this is the... I still have the picture of a friend who urinated his pants while we were up there on the trail.
Well, of course.
He peed his pants.
So I mean, stuff happens.
That's a memory. The high school volunteers that go up there and, you know, kind of watch the kids were, you know, jerks. They were high school kids watching a bunch of sixth graders. I mean,
like you would have been as a high school student doing it, too.
Probably. So, I mean, that memory sticks in my head. So there's multiple things, but I guess my big takeaway is that if we go to this meeting and everything and he just genuinely says, I don't want to do this, I'm going to be like, you don't have to do this.
I know, but see, all these years you've talked about how you never wanted your kids to do sleepovers, you were anti-sleepover, and how can your kids not have been brainwashed by you with all of your fears?
And we do let Reed do sleepovers now. Him and one little buddy, they go back and forth, and they have done sleepovers now. So
okay.
I mean, we've, you know...
Baby steps, I guess.
We've loosened up on that. But I don't know. Is that right for me to say, hey, if you don't want to go, you don't have to
go? It's absolutely right. But what if he says, I really don't want to go, and he's going to go up there and cry for a week like you did, then, yeah, don't.
There was multiple times I cried.
Of course. Like, I know you.
And I hid it. You know, I would go wander off into the woods.
And cry alone. You miss your mom. Declan, yeah. My buddy Declan. Hi, Declan. Shout out to Declan. I know he listens in Virginia. He says, why doesn't Jer chaperone on the trip?
Well, I've got a job and things to do.
No, take a week off. I would let you.
I don't want to do this.
I would let you be off for a week so you could go back to. It's like you returning to Outdoor Lab. And this time, it would be hilarious if you still cried while you were up there.
I miss my wife. I don't want to go back up and do that. So thank you for that, Declan. I don't want to do that, though. I don't want to watch a bunch of other kids, a bunch of other sixth graders.
Glenn agrees with me. Jeremy has so poisoned the well. Yeah.
No, honestly, this is the only time I talk about it.
Oh, come on. You talk about everything that you talk about on the show. He goes, Glenn's pointing out that the kids were terrified about a power outage yesterday because of your fear-mongering in your house.
No, we just teach them to be prepared.
Stephanie's on your side. She says she hated it, too. She was homesick. Yeah, you know.
I didn't poop for a week.
Well, that's on you.
Stephanie.
You're just
me and Stephanie.
Big weirdo. And then
I didn't
Amber's
leave the bathroom for about 3 days when I did get home.
Amber's on my side. She goes, my kids loved Outdoor Lab. We had 3 out of 4 go. They had so much fun. Theirs was only 3 days, though, not an entire week. But
the whole week is, I think that's pretty intense for a sixth grade. I bet you there's multiple sixth graders that have never been away from their family.
There are sixth graders who are already having sex, Jeremy.
Well,
you don't think they can spend a week away from home?
That's a horrible visual. Thank you for that. Well, that's a very small sample size. God.
Sorry, it just came out.
My God.
Here's Kimberly on the phone. Kimberly, before we go to break, what do you want to say about all this?
I want to say that I had a blast when I went to Outdoor Lab.
Did you?
It was a very rewarding experience.
Yeah.
It was quite a while ago, but I'm recollecting upon my time there. I wish it would have been a whole week. It was only for a weekend.
Oh, so it was quick in and out.
Oh, yeah.
What was the best thing about it for you?
The best thing about it for me, we went on the night hike a solo hike, and like they would have one person go and then wait a few minutes and then the next person.
Yeah, but let's just cut to the chase here, Kimberly. I think the highlight for a sixth grader, for the average sixth grader, is getting away from your parents because you feel like you're such a grown up that you are off and your parents aren't there to, you know, tell you what to do or something like that. You're hanging with your pals.
Oh, I understand.
You're cutting up. You're having fun.
Yeah, I get that.
You're disobeying the teachers and the high school chaperones. I mean, you get to feel like you're the big you know what on campus, man.
Until you urinate your pants.
Kimberly, thanks for the call.
Some very valid and thoughtful points, though, coming in. I like Stephanie, who says, Jeremy, you always say kids should be in school more. This is the ultimate in school more moment. They'll have a blast. True story.
I think Allison brings up a great point, because Jeremy hated when he went in sixth grade. He missed his mom, and he cried the whole week, and blah, blah, blah.
Baby.
I said, don't poison the well with Reed. Reed's in sixth grade this year. He's going to be going, maybe, to Outdoor Lab, unless Jeremy scares him out of it. And I'm like, please don't do that. But Allison brings up a good point. She goes, he'll be okay, and he'll regret not going when all his friends come back with stories, and he won't have that connection. That's a great solid point.
That's a really good point. So, I've thought about that.
So he'll sit in his room, you know, and doodle and stuff like that.
I wonder what they do have to do if they stay back, if they still have to go to school that week or what, or if he just stays at home. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's a very valid point, too. All his buddies
and
be like, you missed out.
He might be a little more social than you were in sixth grade? Because you said he's got a lot of friends.
Have a lot of buddies. Yeah, I would think so.
So he might be a little bit more of a social bug than you were.
But it's like, the thing is like, he's learned essentially all the things that they're going to teach you at Outdoor Lab, too. So that's kind of why I'm like, he's been camping since he was 4 or 5 years old.
Well,
you know, we've made fire. We've looked at constellations.
Yeah, but this was with his friends, not with his mom and dad.
Right. Yeah.